Got a nice fortress going there, Amy. Very nice. Welcome back to the roundtable. It's wonderful to have you back because one of the highlights of my week is sitting down with one of our dear friends, our independent bookseller friends, to tell us what great books are out, great reads that are happening and that should be on our radar. Amy Lane is of the Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery, here to convince us of the great books that she has found, and we could not be more thrilled to have her here. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. It's nice to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Likewise.
So, where would you like to begin?
I'm going to begin with Neil deGrasse Tyson and his most recent little tome called Astrophysics for People in a Hurry, which I like very much. This, to me, is the book where If you haven't read Neil deGrasse Tyson yet, this is the place to start. It actually has a lot of excerpted writings from his previous works. So if you're already familiar with him and have read his oeuvre so far, this might not be the one for you. But if it's one of those things where...
You're one of the few people who could say that word without making it sound awkward.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Who knew? And I like how compact it is. You can carry it with you. So instead of taking out your cell phone and reading it while waiting in line or at the doctor's office or wherever one might be inclined, you can take this with you and open it up and read a little chapter while you wait. It's perfect. It's got great little bite-sized nuggets of science about the universe at large.
He was just at Proctor's, and we had him on the show, and we found out what everyone else has already found out, that he's just... amazing. Really incredible dude.
Yeah, and really smart and accessible, I feel, as far as his writing about this particular subject, which I find science to be a very fascinating subject, but the details of science are beyond my capacity for understanding.
Right.
So he is able to condense things and break it down and make it, you know, accessible in a way that I like.
I'm fascinated by the fact that I can speak to you and then somehow our voices wind up in somebody's car.
Right.
I have no idea how that happens. People have explained it to me. I still don't really know. But
it happens.
It's very nice that it happens.
Yes.
And I read about it occasionally.
Yeah.
I learn and then I forget it.
Yeah, I know.
So put it all into perspective. It's Neil deGrasse Tyson. The name of the book is Astrophysics for People in a Hurry. Okay, next up.
Next up, I'm going to talk about Carol Goodman's The Widow's House. This has been out for a little bit, but it's a great, I think, summer gothic read. It's a classic ghost story that takes place in the Hudson River Valley. So the gist of the story is this husband and wife team, both writers. He has published a novel and has been stalled out writing his second novel, need to shake things up. So they get this opportunity to go and stay as housekeepers and groundskeepers for an old professor of theirs in college.
Right.
And so they go to this gothic house, right? And all these spooky things start to happen. She hears babies crying in the night and sees misty women floating in the weir. And it's, So you sort of wonder how much of this is in her imagination, how much of this is tied to the history of the house and all the terrible things that happened there that she discovers along the way. And it's satisfyingly creepy and good.
The Widow's House by Carol Goodman.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Am I right that she is a... doesn't she live nearby? Yeah, she's in SUNY New Paltz. That's right. And lives in the Hudson Valley. Excellent.
Yeah. Good. So, it's terrific. There's some... I love her descriptions of things. So, I'm going to take this opportunity to give you a little bit of a taste of the spook.
Oh, please.
So, I was awoken to the sound of someone crying. I looked at the clock and saw, surprised, that it was 3:36 a.m., the time the crying started. Those foxes must be able to tell time, I told myself, turning over. So I lay on my back, listening to the warbly wail carried on the wind through our open bedroom window. It didn't sound like a fox, and it couldn't be coming from Sonny's barn since Sonny was gone for the night. I rose up on one elbow and listened harder. But it was like the taste of the Summerfields. The harder you tried to pin it down, the more it eluded you, and the sound was growing weaker, like a baby that had worn itself out.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. So
Carol Goodman.
Yeah.
And the book is called The Widow's House.
Yes. Next up, I want to talk about this lovely little book called Magnetic City, A Walking Companion to New York by Justin Davidson. Have you seen this one?
I have not.
It's kind of fun. It's kind of like having a little tour guide in a book about the history of various areas in New York, and it does give you a nice little map of where to start, the landmarks along the way, and a little bit about that particular area for each of these different places. And I really just love it. As for those of us who like to go down to New York and who don't explore it maybe as much as we might otherwise wish in the time that we have down there, this is a lovely way to get to know the city anew.
So there'll be different things that we should look out, tell us things that happen there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a traditional guidebook. Like, it's not going to tell you what restaurants to go to, and it's not going to tell you what hotels to stay at. What it's going to tell you about is the area in and of itself. So one of the chapters has to do with Chelsea and the High Line.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about the history of that area very briefly, and how the High Line came to be and what it's like there and what you can see historically along the way. So and there's all sorts of different, like there's the Brooklyn areas, and I can't remember all of them off the top of my head.
Something in here about where Mandy Patinkin lives, which
is
odd.
Yeah, I know, but there are these great little nuggets in there of information. And I think, again, it's kind of a fun way to, more than anything, get the history of a place or a sense of a place that we take for granted or just breeze on through,
right?
So this brings it a little more to life.
And some beautiful things about the architecture.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah,
very
absolutely.
Cool. Magnetic City, A Walking Companion in New York.
Yes. Okay, so next up is Ginny Moon, which is a novel by Benjamin Ludwig. This is a young girl. Ginny Moon is her name. She's 14. She's autistic, and it's told through her perspective of what her life is like, the difficulties that she has lived with. She's in an adoptive home right now, a forever family, and she was taken away from her mom when she was 9 because her mother was an abusive drug addict. But her voice is quite singular. It's got a lot of great information. It's hard to explain. There's a lovely quote that it's a brilliant debut from Graham Simpson, who wrote The Rosie Project, which I absolutely love. This was actually our book buyer, Lily, on staff really read this and loved it, and it resonated with her because she just was captivated by Ginny's personality and her life and everything that she goes through on a daily basis and how people relate to her and how she relates to them and the voice that is carried through from start to finish.
Ginny Moon by Benjamin Ludwig.
Yes.
Ludwig.
We like them both.
Beethoven screwed it up for all of us.
Oh, curse you, Beethoven. All right. Next up, I want to talk about All American Boys by Jason Reynolds and Brendan Kiley. They are coming to the Schenectady High School on Tuesday, May 16th at 6:30 p.m. This is a free event open to the public, so please come and attend this very timely and topical discussion of this book, which is it's a young adult novel, but don't let that deter you from ever reading it because it's a really, really well-written book by these two boys. And it's a young African-American boy who is beaten up by a cop and a white boy, schoolmate, who witnesses it and how that event changes their lives and how they both cope with the aftermath of it and how this, for lack of a better term, epidemic that seems to be plaguing our country can be seen from many, many different points of view. Even though the story is told in these two first-person accounts, it really, the people that they are surrounded by offer different perspectives, and the introspection of these two boys allows us to think critically and not just react emotionally to the event in this story.
About a year ago, I interviewed both authors about this book. Oh. And if you go on our website and just put in All American Boys, WAMC, just Google that, it'll come up and you can listen to it. It's a fascinating interview by two fascinating gentlemen. It'll be really neat to meet them and hear from them talk about the book.
I'm looking forward to it. This has been a huge initiative for the Schenectady City Schools. Like this is a school-wide reading project that they have undertaken, and I applaud them for that. This is... And the Schenectady Police are on board. There's a whole group of people who have really come together to make this event richer than it might otherwise be. So
it's a great way to get the community together. That's really wonderful.
Yeah. So take a look at this really important and amazing book.
All American Boys. Okay.
Next up, I've got a cookbook.
Yay,
cookbooks. because not only is she a local gal, Alexandra Stafford, but she's coming to the store this Saturday at 1 o'clock. She has written this book based off her blog called Bread Toast Crumbs, and it is fantastic. Seriously, open it up right now.
Okay.
Yeah, we've had people who've
So yeah, I'm sorry, I apologize for interrupting, but it's bread toast crumbs, not bread toast crumbs.
Correct.
Okay.
There's no actual punctuation in use in the title. It's yes.
Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah. So
all right, that's pizza.
One of our staff said that she's made at least a dozen of these recipes and they come out brilliant every time, and she says, "And I can't even cook." So they're really great recipes. They're really simple. They're elegant. The presentation of this cookbook is exquisitely put together. I love how this cookbook looks. I like the way she breaks down her recipes, and they're all doable.
Eggs poached in a fragrant tomato sauce.
Yeah.
And then basically put into a sesame bagel.
Yeah.
Although you make the look at that.
I know. Isn't it gorgeous?
That is very beautiful.
Every single one of these recipes make me want to try them. Every single one. And it's not just about bread. I mean, obviously, it's not.
Look,
I mean, that's
monkey bread.
I know.
It's not a bread book without monkey bread.
It's so true.
All right, I'm looking for one thing because I'm always I have these things where I look for like the best creme brulee. I'm on a forever search on the best creme brulee. I'm also on a forever search for the best tiramisu. I want to see if she has a recipe in here for bread pudding.
Oh, check the index.
You would think, right?
Yeah.
You would think there would be. Oh, yeah.
She does
there,
have
yes.
The...
Oh, look at that. Oh, and that looks like a good one. Brioche bread pudding.
Oh, see? That's the key.
That's good.
It's the brioche bread.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. That's the key, along with the egg yolks and the 3 cups of heavy cream.
Oh, well, there's that, too. Oh, my gosh.
Bread toast crumbs.
Yes.
And coming to the store,
yes.
When?
Yes. Saturday. This Saturday, May 13th at 1 o'clock.
Excellent. Well, that's that's beautiful.
And again,
book.
Alexander Stafford is from Niskayuna here in New York.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And cool.
So happy for her.
What's the day job? Do we know what?
I don't.
All right.
I mean, she is a blogger, so that's where this came from. So it's excellent. Okay, and the last one that I have for you.
Yes. Yes.
Is my picture book pick, and it is Escargot.
Oh, look at him.
Cute.
With that little snail with a
beret. Yes, he's a beret. And a striped shirt and a little scarf. And
Escargot.
Okay. It is a story by Dashka Slater, and the pictures, which I think are the most delightful I've seen in a while, are by Sidney Hansen. And bonjour, right? He starts, "I see you staring at me. I don't mind." He just wants to be noticed, and he wants to become your favorite pet. Right, your favorite animal. And he is traveling now to a salad at the end of this book. It is a beautiful salad with croutons and a light vinaigrette. But no carrots. He does not like carrots.
No carrots.
No. So he sort of travels through the book across this table. And we see, and he really wants us to like him. And it's a delightful read aloud.
So I have to say, there's two interesting things that I've just from my bird's eye view here have noticed. First of all, it's a very cute snail.
It's a very cute snail.
Real, like makes a very cute snail. But there's still a smear of goo behind him
there
as he goes.
Is.
He
and
is slimy.
Yes, he says. He says, perhaps you think snails are slimy. Escargot, you are too slimy to be my favorite animal. Au contraire, he says. The trails I make as I travel to the salad are shimmery trails of, what do you call it? Not slime, more like shimmery trails of shimmery stuff. But enough about me, he says. Do you also make a shimmery trail?
So it's gorgeous and very cute.
It is adorable. And he hides because he, you know, he doesn't want carrots in the salad. He decides to make a fierce face to scare the carrot.
Like you do.
Like one would do. Rah! He says.
Escargot. It's Dashka Slater and pictures by Sydney Hansen, and it's delightful. Real quick, the two events. So Alexandra Stafford.
On May 13th.
This Saturday.
This Saturday from 1 to 2:30. And then All American Boys with Jason Reynolds and Brendan Kiley on Tuesday, May 16th at the Schenectady High School Black Box Theater at 6:30 p.m.
Your website, opendoor...
Dashbookstore.com.
Opendoor-bookstore.com. Amy mm-hmm. Lane, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
You're listening to The Roundtable. Don't forget, you can also find us wamc.org/roundtable. We will continue with The Roundtable after this.